This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Prostitution in Florida in 2008 as part of a controversial deal. In a civil case against the government about that deal, one accuser says she took part in an orgy on Epstein's private island in 2002 with approximately eight other young girls who appeared to be under the age of 18. What may have happened here?
Just because some people want to restrict views doesn't mean they have a right to do it. And see, once that happens, now you can shut down the details of Bill Clinton's best buddy and the pedophile island that we've been exposing.
Prison guards working when Epstein apparently died by suicide may have falsified reports to make it look like they were checking in on Epstein when they were in fact not.
I am now more suspicious than ever that this could be a homicide.
People won't listen to me because I got too much data. Can you imagine what this is like?
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago, he was saying that they take a lot of famous people to this island and they have all these young girls that this guy hooks them up with. He was talking about this years ago. Now it is mainstream news.
Start your engines and get ready because this is going to be one hell of a
2019.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ilhan Omar says home country Somalia has been occupied by the UN for decades. Wants the UN to occupy the United States. This is what she said two nights ago in Minnesota.
But we should do what any other country does by dealing with this situation in a serious way. So we have to bring in the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugees, an agency that has the expertise and the training to handle massive flows of refugees to Haiti.
Now, I got sent that clip 7 or 8 times in the last 12 hours. I got sent some late last night, some today, my friends, family, you name it. And Paul Joseph Watson is putting a big article together for Infowars.com that gives you the rest of the backstory. But you heard what she said. She said, we should do what every other country does. We should have the United Nations run our borders and run the refugee crisis. Now, when she says that, she's giving you the establishment goal of the United Nations. The United Nations Refugee Office, the treaties that most nations are signatories to, puts the UN in control, not just of your borders, but of the policies and of who you accept into your country. So I'm getting all these calls saying, Alex, it's incredible. You were right again. They say they want the UN to run our borders. Well, Obama called for the UN to come and oversee the Border Patrol 4 or 5 times. But Congress made a bunch of noises about it, so he backed off. Europe's been... Zombie apocalypse is real. It's happening right now. It's taking place in a delayed, slow-motion fashion. And it's been designed that way. We are witnessing the controlled demolition of civilization.
News today.
I am going to lay out the 4 reasons this is happening and how we can stop it. But first, I want to show you 3 recent examples of senseless, psychotic crime being committed on the streets of America in just the last few days. Just days ago in Florida, a 16-year-old brutally murdered his sister and her young daughter before chasing police around a field completely naked, running up to a greenskeeper and demonically grabbing him and humping him and reportedly chanting satanic statements. What's causing this? We're going to get to that in a moment. Throughout history, in every oral and written tradition, every culture talks about times when the population begins to go crazy and to psychotically kill each other and to even eat each other. The ancient Romans talked about it, the ancient Greeks, the ancient Chinese. There's African fables. There, of course, are the Native American legends of these night walkers that would go out and grab humans and kill them. And, of course, they themselves were humans that, again, had gone crazy. All of these legends have a basis in truth. And did you know that the Pentagon is publicly training for what they call a zombie apocalypse? We'll get to that again in a moment. But first, here's another horrific example. In Atlanta, Georgia, just two nights ago, an Uber driver was summoned to a woman behaving just like a zombie out of a movie. She attacks his car, tries to go through the windshield, then tries to steal the car. When he tries to stop her, she starts biting him and latches on like a pit bull. Again, right out of zombie lore. While onlookers look on and won't even help the man.
Somebody call police.
Yeah, we call.
Oh, my God. Baby, you got to stop.
Baby, you got to stop. He going to beat your ass.
Please, stop.
That's it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I got.
Somebody catch her, man.
Yeah, I got.
Watch out.
Don't hit the dog. Just. Come on, baby. You got it.
He
biting the shit out.
Oh my God.
He biting the shit out.
Now, there are many other examples just this week, but not just here, but around the world. But let's look at just one more from Georgia, where a family is walking with her young daughter and son down the street, and a out-of-work liberal artist, as she describes herself, quickly, like she's shanking someone in prison, almost completely chops the little boy's nose off and then stabs two huge wounds in his face. She then goes for the mother, goes for the little girl. The father tries to defend, and she tries to, again, stab him to death. The police acted like it was no big deal, and a lone female officer put her in handcuffs and walked her away.
Three events that we've seen just in the last few days are overshadowed by another shocking mass shooting, this time in Odessa, Texas. And as we go to press on Saturday evening, it's more than 10 people shot, at least one dead, a man reportedly driving around indiscriminately outside a movie theater and mall shooting people. But whether it's a butcher knife or whether it's bare hands, it is the mind of these people that are going completely psychotic that is to blame. But what's triggering it? What's causing it? We're going to look at it right now, because we can take all the guns in the world. It's not going to stop Antifa devil worshippers like the man that attacked all those people in Ohio last month who went out to kill innocents. They're doing it to bring in a global crisis, a global collapse. But the lesson is crystal clear. Innocent, law-abiding citizens need to be armed to protect themselves now more than ever and need to be vigilant. Watch your children. Watch your back. Watch your family. Watch your community. Because society is breaking down. Evil is rising.
What's happening? Why is this intensifying? Why do the statistics show that senseless violence is on the uptick?
I'm going to break down the four reasons right now. Number one is chemicals and electromagnetic radiation that is unnatural and has been proven to be affecting our brains. They approved Prozac back in the 1980s, and on the insert, it admitted that it caused a major increase in psychotic breaks, psychosis, delusions of grandeur, suicidal ideations, and homicidal violent attacks. And almost every senseless mass shooter has been on these psychotropic, so-called antidepressants that are in the hallucinogen class and put people into a dream state. Before so-called antidepressants, that I call suicide mass murder pills, were pushed on the public and adopted widely, women statistically in any criminology book were less than 2% of violent crime. Since women began taking these pills, we have seen a massive increase in women carrying out crimes that statistically you would only see men carrying out.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on this Sunday edition. I'm about to be in the studio, but I want to finish up this report dealing with the breakdown of civilization and society and the fact that as we devalue ourselves, we can expect more and more psychotic behavior like we just saw in this mass shooting in Odessa, Texas. Here's more on the video report you can find and share at InfoWars.com that the zombie apocalypse is real and it's already here, but it's not undead. It's people that are spiritually dead. You may have heard of this before in fiction. Films like The Hunger Games and the book series it's based on is actually the UN Agenda 21 program to return the world to basically a feudal system with the lords and the elites behind castle walls and the rest of us living The Hunger Games for real. This controlled collapse is already resembling a zombie apocalypse. And the Pentagon quietly started 15 years ago, training Army, Marines, and other personnel in mass drills to repel zombie apocalypse. Now, why is that? U.S. studies, Israeli studies, Russian studies, European studies from World War II show that within 5 days of no electricity or the breakdown of civilization, most people start committing crimes. Within 10 days, most people become homicidal maniacs. Within 15 days, 90% of people on average become cannibals. The other 10% either fight to the death or commit suicide. So again, it's been the London Guardian, it's been in NBC News. It was reported years after we first documented it that the military is training to take on zombie apocalypse. Well, you go, zombies don't exist. Well, no, not undead that are reanimated. But the general spoiled, out-of-control public that doesn't know how to grow tomatoes, doesn't know how to fix a car, doesn't know how to basically do any work, within just a few days of the welfare debit cards not working, will turn into the equivalent of zombies. Or 100 million army ants that when they go through the rainforest in the Amazon, clear every twig, every piece of food, and eat everything in their way. This is a planned sabotage of culture, the planned takedown of civilization, so that the so-called elites can break away with their type 1 civilization. They've already decided humans are obsolete. They've already decided to merge with machines. The so-called environmental movement is a post-human global exterminist operation. I told you this 25 years ago. I made the film Endgame 11 years ago. Now it's the cover story at NBC News as they prepare you for the collapse of civilization. Being aware of this can reverse it. But the homelessness, the encouragement of the slacker lifestyle, the encouragement of letting crime build up in our cities is a time bomb that places like communist China do not accept because they don't intend to collapse. This is being done to us to demoralize us and prepare the West for total implosion. This report is critical to the future of civilization, the future of humanity, and your personal future and your family's future. The system censors us like no other because we've studied their operation and we know how to stop them. Please, however you can, share this video. Feel free to re-upload it anywhere you want. But whatever you do, please take action because without you sharing this video, we will succumb to this plan. But if you take action, we will prevail. Thank you all for watching. Please research the claims I've made, discover their truth for yourself, and please take action now. You can call these people that are succumbing to our toxic environment zombies. You can call them demon-possessed. But you can't deny the fact that this phenomenon is taking place right now. It's time to get involved. It's time to wake others up, and it's time to get on our knees
and ask God to lead and guide and direct us.
To silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices ahead of this critical midterm election. And the big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them. So the Republicans left a vacuum there by not coming in with regulations to say you cannot violate people's free speech.
Mr. Jones, this morning's hearing is specifically about preventing election manipulation. This afternoon's hearing is...
Sure. But every time they have these meetings, they bring up InfoWars. They claim they're taking InfoWars down to stop election meddling. Obama established with an executive order a special office that deals with foreign propaganda. What it's really been used is to target domestic, populist, popular groups. The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and that are blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech. Even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the Internet and communicating with each other, just like communist China. This is dangerous authoritarianism, and they've packaged silencing Americans who are popular and well-spoken, as Tucker Carlson said about me on Fox News, not because what I say is bad, but because what I say is effective and true and popular. But I think the corporate dying dinosaur media has bit off more than it can chew, and what you've done is only going to make people be that much stronger and fight for free speech that much more. But I'll say this, shame on the mainstream corporate media, shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they deem these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They are becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think...
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it would be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we're launching the show now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll never fear. We're live on this September 1st, 2019 global transmission. And we're going to cover the waterfront right now.
This is Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong. Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK,
Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland. And from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
Let me tell you, we're having some fun tonight. We are kicking September off just right. It's September 1st, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And normally we kick the show off live on Sundays or on Mondays or Wednesdays or Thursdays or Fridays. Today, I chalk it up to gremlins, because last week, the big, fancy, expensive audio board just broke right before the show, just burned out and died. And then today, it was the big video switcher died in the other studio. And then folks had been playing tiddlywinks in this studio on Friday and didn't put any of it back, so it took us 30 minutes to get up and running. But that's okay, because guess what happened? I'm coming in tomorrow now. In fact, I'm doing all four juicy hours live. And then I'm doing the war room. That's right. I'm going to do 7 hours of live shows tomorrow, because we're hitting the quickening right now, and it's got to be done, and I got to lead by example. So I'm going to be here. In fact, I'm going to broadcast next Sunday for 10 hours probably, because that's what's going to happen. We're going to intensify our attacks on the globalists, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to back down ever. Well, I did about, 5 hours of preparation yesterday, and I did about 5 hours of preparation today at home, and I've got this whole incredibly important transmission lined up for you, and I respect the listeners, and I respect the viewers very, very deeply for jumping through all the hoops over the years to keep us on air and to tune in, and I really appreciate all of our AM and FM affiliates, our TV affiliates, and WWCR, the Global Shortwave, and the satellite folks that put us out, and everybody in this crew, and we've been going through growing pains as we've used my show for training. And so we are training on my show to launch some new shows that will be announced in just the next week and a half or so. So a lot of exciting things going on here. And there's no teleprompters here. I'm not a robot, you know, being told what to say and do. This is a real system. This is a real organic resistance out of Texas. We're not in fancy Los Angeles or fancy pants New York City. We're just right here in Texas. And, you know, I was down here in Austin before it became the fancy pants headquarters of this area. And, you know, if I had my druthers, I would leave it. But the full investment's here. The crew is here. And we've been invaded by the dregs of the people that made California fall apart. They're not really Californians. They're the offspring of the carpetbaggers and people that moved to California and sucked that state dry and now have moved on to conquer Texas. And we're only 4 to 8 years away from being a blue state. So most folks I know are already evacuating Montana and Utah and Idaho, but that's not going to work. The left, once we build something there, will just come there and feed on us. But, you know, our biggest enemy is not the satanic left. Our biggest enemy is ourselves. And the fact that the average person, all the studies show, is in a dream state. And the average person has an IQ less than a goldfish. And a goldfish is attention span, but maybe lower than IQ as well in some cases. And so the average person has a shorter attention span than a goldfish. And this is the giant curse everywhere, programmed by the television, programmed by 70 years of TV. And so the average person may be intelligent, but they do not have an attention span unless it's a video game they're playing or, you know, maybe a football game they're watching. They're trained to give their attention span to something that manipulates their dopamine and gives them continually changing inputs. And so the globalists sit back while the general public has been put into this mind control trance, and they rule over us. And it's truly, truly disgusting, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to break out of it, and we're going to conquer it, and we're going to deal with it. But as I said, I will be live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, Lord willing, unless my car blows up or something. I mean, you know, who knows? But I will be here, hook or crook, covering it all and doing it all, because that's what has to happen. Because while the average American is just seeking after pleasure and seeking after diversions, the globalists are working around the clock to take everything you've got and create a post-human, post-industrial world. And I, for one, am not going to sit back and watch that happen. So, let's just begin to tell you about what's coming up next segment. Obviously, we're starting the show a little late today, but we're going to get into the gunman in West Texas shooting identified as Seth Ator. And this individual got pulled over by the police and then went crazy and began just indiscriminately shooting. That's normally what you see with a Mexican drug cartel. That's what they do when the cops pull them over. They start shooting at the cops, shooting everybody else, so everybody runs for cover. I don't know if this is connected to that. Who knows? But what I do know is that you have 12,000 people a year that die from guns in the United States. And what I do know is that around 9,000 of those are suicides. So we've got quite a few people that are being killed in drive-by shootings, being killed by murderers. But still, statistically, ladies and gentlemen, tens of thousands drowned, tens of thousands fall and hit their head in the bathroom and die. And I pulled up the numbers here. They're always 4 or 5 years behind on statistics. But in 2016, 50-plus thousand people died from prescription opioids. Now, they've been reporting that it's 10 times worse now than it was a decade ago, but we don't have the exact number. So let's just say hundreds of thousands of people are dying a year from drug overdoses. That famous baseball player just died from fentanyl. But you see, Trump's trying to make that a big front and center issue. I try to make it a big issue, too. Most people have friends or family that are crippled by opiates. They've been causing problems for thousands of years. Now, there's an old number, 2017, says 47,600. I actually have the federal government's own numbers here. I had to move my articles over from the other side, and they got mixed together. So I'm going to get to this later in the next hour, but will someone go in and reprint, because I'm not going to dig through these stacks. No, can't do it now. I had them all stacked up. It's okay. They got moved over and mixed. Or it's my fault. I mixed them wrong. But the point is that I have the federal number that's 53,000. That graph we showed says 47,000, 2016, 2000. No, 53,000. So we're going to show you that as well. Okay? And we're going to just basically look at the facts here that automobiles kill hundreds of thousands of people a year. But again, they hype up mass shootings because it is scary to think you can go to the movie theater or go to the shopping mall and then some crazy person comes in and kills you. But out of 300 and probably 60 million people, if you count all the illegal aliens, but 330 million people in the census, it's very rare to get shot in a mass shooting. Just like it's rare to have somebody break in your house and shoot you, but it's still terrible if it happens to you. But the point is, the media is hyping this to launch red flag laws and try to take all of our guns so that then they can really have some fun with us. We'll be back with all the latest, and Beto O'Rourke saying confiscate all the guns. Straight ahead. Please stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand to the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We selling a product, we'll have less ads and less plugs.
and we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The first broadcast in September 2019. I'm your host Alex Jones here live on the Sunday edition. I will be live tomorrow on the Monday edition for September 2nd, 2019. You can bet your boots. Now we're obviously at a major historical crossroads right now. We're in the middle of a global quickening, and the Democratic Party represents the powerful global corporate interests that want a disarm, dumb down population, that want a post-human world. To have a post-human world, you've got to disarm the people you want to get rid of. And by the way, if you're a new viewer or listener, you're saying, what do you mean a post-human world? Well, NBC last week had the big cover story that humans will soon be obsolete, humans will be extinct. That's a good thing because we're bad. And it'll be good for the environment when the cyborgs rise. That's humans that merge with machines. Really, those will just be humans that are slaves of big tech. But they sell it like it's the ultimate status and how all the followers really become cool kids. There's the headline. Cyborgs will replace humans and remake the world, James Lovelock says. And you tune into Discovery Channel or any of the shows, it's like, there's too many humans. We need to get rid of them. We're going to merge with machines. I don't believe in God, but I'm going to become one. Ray Kurzweil. So they say this, and they do this, and they push this everywhere, in every way. And then they tell us, oh, but we care about human life, and we care about the children. We care about people that get shot by guns, and we cry, and Beto cries. And then he kind of looks up and smiles and laughs. Then we can pull in Beto laughing in El Paso a month ago. He does that weird demonic, it's terrible, they're dying. Oh, they don't care about the 115 million killed by the communist Chinese in their own country. They don't care about 50 million killed by Lenin and Stalin. They don't care about any of that. They don't care about the hundreds of thousands dead and tortured to death in Cuba, probably millions. Same thing in Venezuela. No. But they know you've got a conscience. And they know you care. And they know when you hear about seven people dead, including the shooter, in Odessa at outside a mall in a movie theater because the cops pull this guy over and then he just starts randomly shooting people, including a 17-month-old child amongst those that are injured. Well, we have the special report that really needs to be shared. It's really powerful that I aired earlier pieces of. The headline is, the zombie apocalypse is real and it's here. It's not undead walking around killing people, but it's just this week, a woman in Georgia walking by a mother and a father with their daughter and their son, stabbing the three-year-old boy, almost cutting his nose off, going for his eyes, but stabbing big giant holes in his face with a 10-inch butcher knife, then trying to kill the little girl, the mother, and the father. One female officer put her in cuffs and just led her away. That story's on InfoWars.com with the video. And then another woman just attacked an Uber driver for no reason, tried to ram through his windshield, tried to go through the windshield, then began biting him like something out of a zombie movie. Maybe we should roll some B-roll of that, just, you know, from the special report that we've got on the zombie apocalypse. Yeah, here it is. Perfect. And there's so many of these, I can't even play them all for you. Or then there's the guy running around in Tampa who just killed his sister and her daughter, his niece, for no reason, and then going and humping the groundskeeper and screaming satanic things and trying to bite him, trying to rape him and bite him. And then there's more videos. I've got probably, I don't know, five articles and a bunch of video of people in Sweden, France, Germany, England, and Italy. Of Muslims from Afghanistan and from Morocco and from Iraq walking up to people at bus stations, and of course they're all white, and targeting men, women, and children. And one guy stabbed 10 people, wounded 9, killed 1, and there's incredible haunting video up on InfoWars.com about it in France, where a Frenchman walks up, this has got the video, and doesn't even attack the guy, pleads with him, and then the Muslim drops the knife. So this big French guy comes up, can grab the butcher knife away, gets right into striking distance, even though the guy's got a butcher knife, risk his life not to punch that guy in the throat. That's domestication right there, folks. You take the knife away from him and you jam it up through his throat. But see, you go to Afghanistan, they just randomly kill each other for no reason. You go to Pakistan, they just randomly kill each other for no reason. It's very, very sad. A lot of it is the extreme inbreeding. Pakistanis are 2% of the population. In the UK, they're 37% of deformities. Very sad. But marrying your sister ain't good. Whether you're British royalty or whether you're Pakistani. It's very dangerous. Very dangerous. Causes a lot of psychotic activity in Afghanistan and Pakistan. I mean, the level of mental illness. Let me just watch the videos for yourself. But see, dozens stabbed to death all over Europe, almost all by Muslims, who do not allow white people in their areas and no-go zones, and now they're expanding outside the no-go zones, and they look and act like zombies, just like the white dude in Tampa, the monster, killing his sister and her daughter, his nephew, his niece. And you look at their faces, they have the same, and he's just humping the greenskeeper after he's killed his sister and trying to choke him while he tries to rape him. So we'll play Beto O'Rourke, who says, oh, he's so sad, it's effed up. Notice how CNN cusses. Everybody else can cuss, but not a conservative show. You know, the FCC would come after us. But he cusses because it's so woke and so real. Now, I've got all these stacks of articles and all these videos of the Islamics raping and killing and attacking and bombing and running people over with cars. It's never on our news. And they want Infowars.com and Newswars.com shut down so you don't see it. And look, I'm not saying all the Muslims are bad people. The most dangerous thing to a Muslim is other Muslims. They're the biggest victims of Islam. But Islam has been expanding for 1,400 years, taking the world over. The UN admits hundreds of thousands of Christians are killed a year by Muslims worldwide, from Indonesia to Nigeria to France. And there's no coverage of it. Oh, but you get killed in mass shootings. Used to be about 100 a year in senseless mass shootings. You don't count gang-related. Now it's up to about 150. It's terrible. My goodness, it's a horrible thing. But how many people died on Texas roads today? I guarantee you, it's in the thousands. They've got signs up. I saw it on the sign last week that so far, what's 3,000-something people died on Texas roads. Had a big flashing government billboard up. Usually has Amber Alerts. To talk about 3,200-something Texans had died on Texas roads this year. But you see that being hyped up everywhere else? No. The Highway Patrol, the transportation department's like, hey, drive safe. Safe following distance. This is dangerous what you're doing. So you get 150 people or so killed in mass shootings. It's the end of the world. Everybody else that has guns has to turn their guns in. It's all our fault. So let's go out to break with Beto O'Rourke, blaming gun owners and saying he wants to confiscate all semi-autos. Here it is.
Congressman, welcome. Let's start on the shooting. I want to play for our viewers your reaction at a campaign stop last night.
Don't know what the motivation is, do not yet know the firearms that were used or how they acquired them. But we do know this is f***ed up.
Yeah, the rhetoric that we've used, the thoughts and prayers that you just referred to, it has done nothing to stop the epidemic of gun violence. To protect our kids, our families, our fellow Americans in public places, at a Walmart in El Paso where 22 were killed, in Sutherland Springs, in a church, one or two a day all over this country, 100 killed daily in the United States of America. We're averaging about 300 mass shootings a year.
Nope.
No other country comes close. So, yes, this is f***ed up.
Gang-related.
And if we don't call it out for what it is, if we're not able to speak clearly, if we're not able to act decisively, then we will continue to have this kind of bloodshed in America. And I cannot accept that. And so we're going to speak as defiantly and as strongly as we can, but we're also going to take action. Universal background checks, red flag laws, and end to the sales of weapons of war and buying those AK-47s and AR-15s back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.